When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, welcome to this edition of Keep Watch Pass on the It's Not That Bad podcast channel, a proud member of the Pantheon Podcast Network, and the last episode where we celebrate a month of Razzie movies and topics, which, whoo-wee, we've finally reached the end. But we got a special one for you. But joining me for this show, the final of our Razzie specials, is a very special person, my special lovely wife, Carrie. Carrie, how are you doing today?
Not Adrian.
Oh, you gave it away.
Come on. Someone had to.
Yeah, that was my job. All right, we're doing movie starring Sylvester Stallone. Thanks. But here's the question. Why are we doing movie starring Sylvester Stallone? Because he is the one that stands atop Razzie Mountain with the most Razzie wins in Razzie history. So for all the awards that this man has won, including an Oscar, he's got more Razzies.
He has to have won more than one Oscar. He is Oscar.
I mean, he is Oscar, yes. But 10.
Mr. Provolone.
Count them. 10 Razzie wins in his illustrious career. So we are finishing our Razzie month with the man himself, synonymous with the word Razzie. And also synonymous with some good films as well and some phenomenal storytelling too. And here's what we're going to do. We are going to take the long filmography of one Mr. Sylvester Stallone and pick three films, a keep, a watch, and a pass. The keep is one where we hold it in high regard, much like he holds up the record of having the most Razzies in history. The watch is film where it's like, yeah, you know what? It's cool. Maybe not my fave, but definitely not a pass. And the pass, of course, is the one that probably won a Razzie along the way. And we're going to start with our keep film. So, Carrie, starring Sylvester Stallone, what is your keep film?
I am keeping Oscar.
Mm.
Love this movie. Stallone was fantastically funny. He was so funny. I think we've spoken about this movie before, so I won't go in depth, but Tim Curry, here's more money. Oh my God, like all of the actors, like just from the bumbling bodyguards to the maid. Oh my God, she was so funny. Like, anyway, Oscar, I'm keeping it. I am watching it at least once a year. Love it.
Yeah.
On VHS, no doubt.
I mean, absolutely. We have covered that movie on It's Not That Bad, and I freaking love it. Like, it is one of my favorite Stallone films. But that being said, I did not pick it because I didn't want to be Captain Obvious in this episode because, yeah, I've raved about this film. And if someone were to tell you Sylvester Stallone in a taken from a stage play comedy film, how soon would you laugh me out of the room? Probably pretty damn quick.
See, I disagree because I think that Stallone is so good in, you know, your action adventure movies. He's so great in comedy. Like, he can do it all.
He is, but he wasn't really known for comedy so much until this film. Like, up to this point, it was movies like Cobra and the Rocky
Rambo.
Movies and the Rambo films. Yeah, absolutely. And then he puts this one out, and it's like, it is a gem. An absolute gem. So, as I was going through the list, and I really didn't want to be obvious, right? And I'm looking through it, I'm like, yeah, I could pick this film. And then I'm like, f*** it. Demolition Man.
Yeah, I knew.
I know you knew.
I knew you were going to pick that.
And I was like, yeah, I could be, you know, not obvious. I could pick a more obscure film because I've seen a ton of films with him in it, right? But I'm like, no. I get one shot to say Demolition Man is my keep film. Really, I get one shot.
You talk about it all the time.
I do talk about it all the time. There's a reason why it's my keep film. I still also don't know how the hell the Three Seashells work, but I freaking love this film. If we eventually do a, you know, movie starring Rob Schneider, guess what? Demolition Man's going to be on the top of the list. If we do an episode on movie starring Sandra Bullock, guess what? This movie is going to be at the top of the list. If we do with, you know, something with Dennis Leary, oh, geez, because The Ref is there, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be up there, though, for sure. But Demolition Man, to me, is the best Sylvester Stallone film because it plays on everything that he's good at, right? An action star, yes. A comedic actor, because this script, despite all the action, is ridiculously funny. And keep in mind, too, this is one of those rare films where the director of this film, this is like his only major motion picture as a director. And it's brilliant. Like, this film stands out amongst so many others of its peers and does not get the love that it deserves. I stand by that.
Hello, Pantheon podcast listeners. Christian Swain here to tell you more about my experience with Raycon earbuds. Our family now has 3 pairs of Raycon earbuds around the house, and my wife just grabbed a pair of the Headphone Pros to replace some headphones from a company that was double the price. And yes, she loves them. Now, if you haven't pulled the trigger on a pair of Raycons, or even if you have but you're in the market for another pair because they're just that good, well, now is the time to check them out, because they just launched their upgraded model of the best-selling everyday earbuds. With Raycon's upgraded everyday earbuds, now you also get active noise cancellation, ergonomic design, and multi-point connectivity that lets you pair with 2 devices at once, new quick charge function, 3 customizable sound styles plus awareness mode, available in a variety of vibrant new colors to complement any and all skin tones. I even have a pair of earbuds in a cool green color. I have tried just about every earbud known to humankind, and these Raycons are fantastic. Seriously, if you've been wanting to check out Raycons, there truly is no better time. You're going to ask yourself why you didn't check them out sooner, and Raycon offers a 30-day happiness guarantee. So, what are you waiting for? Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order, plus free shipping. That's right, you'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
Hey folks, Stefan Shirazi and Renee Richardson here from the Metallica Report.
And we are proud members of the Pantheon podcast family, where the best of music and podcasts unite.
We've got something pretty cool for you. We're giving away an exclusive Metallica merch package worth over $250.
That's a whole lot of scary guys, skulls, M72, and other sought-after Metallica swag. And we've made it easy for you to win. Follow and share the Metallica Report, and you're in the game. Go to pantheonpodcast.com/Metallica, enter your email, and hit that button to be entered to win.
And just like that, you're eligible for our monthly exclusive Metallica merch package.
And guess what, rockers? You can enter every month, so just do it. And while we love our global brothers and sisters, the lawyers won't let us ship outside the U.S.
My watch film, though, is a bit more of a deeper pick as far as his filmography goes. My watch film is Daylight. So let me set this up here. It's kind of like a little mini disaster film where he's not necessarily the action star Sylvester Stallone. You know, this isn't Rambo. This isn't, you know, one of those, like, this isn't like Cobra, you know. So he plays Kit Latura, who works as part of the, I guess, city infrastructure for New York. And something happens in one of the tunnels under the Hudson River. And he is sent in to rescue the people before the tunnel collapses and drowns the people that are in there. So it's a very claustrophobic film. It's a very, you know, it's a typical 90s, you know, disaster action film. I think the thing I like about this film, though, is that yes, his character is brave, but he's not superhero, right? He's not superhero brave, right? He's not, he doesn't have the answer to everything. And there are points in this film where his character, Kit LaTour, is literally like, I don't know what the fuck to do. I am in a situation that you could not conceive in all of our, you know, disaster scenario training sessions. And you're like, okay, cool. And it feels like this crazy labyrinth underneath the city of New York. And you have to think that some of that is based in reality and like some of these rooms that are there and no one really knows about. So I found it very fascinating. Amy Brenneman, who also stars in this film, I think really humanizes Stallone in it. So if you're looking for a decent film for Stallone that is not one of his, you know, his major characters, i.e. Rocky or Rambo, this is a good one to go to despite it not having the best rating. But for watch films, what are you picking?
Well, as you know, there was a moment in time when I would literally set myself up for a Rocky marathon, and I would watch all of the Rocky movies. I would take a weekend, and it would be the entire Rocky story. So I know that I can't pick all of them. I think each and every one had, it was just such an endearing story. Like, and every one of the movies built upon the one previous, but I think I really liked Rocky Balboa the best.
I can, you know, see that.
It's kind of like you kind of see how he's grown and, like, you know, the next generation of the fighters. And it's just kind of like a nice, I don't know, like that nice tied up with a beautiful bow at the end of the storyline. So, yeah, I'm going to go with Rocky Balboa.
You really can't be hard pressed. You know, if you say that Rocky Balboa is on your list, like, it is arguably one of the best Rocky films. Like, yes, you know, as mentioned in the worst screenplays of the 2000s episode that we did just last week, I picked Rocky V as my pass on that one. And I profess my love for Rocky IV, you know, Rocky I, the original Rocky, right? Like, I think it's the character.
They're all so good.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
You can't go wrong with any one of them.
Well, Rocky V.
But just the progression of his storyline. Like, you're just, you know what? You're just rooting for him. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. I really should. I should queue up another Rocky marathon.
Well, one of these days, we're going to have to go down Rocky IV road. So, you know, that's going to happen because I'll be sitting there and begging and pleading because it maybe it's the soundtrack. Maybe it's the time in my life that I got to see it. But Rocky IV resonates with me. But yes, Rocky Balboa, you know, is the superior Rocky film to Rocky IV. I just like Rocky IV, but that's just me. But now it's past time. And don't worry, Stallone's not in the room, so he's not going to, you know, wag his finger admonishingly. I might, but depending on what you pick. What is your past film?
Well, I have to say as a disclaimer that I realized in doing my research that I haven't seen enough Sylvester Stallone movies. I haven't. Because there were a lot of titles there where I'm like, I haven't seen that. And no, I haven't seen that. Most of which had Expendables and then a number beside it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how many do they have? Like, what are we up
four.
To?
Four.
Four.
Because our listeners who, you know, follow us have already heard our Grading on a Curve special for the movies that were nominated for Worst Film of the Year at this year's awards, and Expendables 4 was one of those films.
Well, there you have it. I haven't seen 1 through 4. I haven't seen an entire I have missed the Expendables
Quadromania, if you will.
I was going for
Your quadfecta?
I don't know. I want to say like trilogy, but quadrilogy?
Yeah, quadrilogy would
quadrilogy?
Work.
Quadrilogy?
If you can say, if you can say it, you can make it work.
I have missed all four quarters of the Expendables Super universe.
Bowl? The Expendables Super Bowl, you've missed all four quarters.
There you go.
But what is your past film?
So I guess, I mean, I haven't watched Expendables, so I'm going to continue to pass on it because I haven't seen them.
But which one are you passing on?
I'm going to have to pass on four.
Yeah.
Because usually, right? Usually they take a good property and then they do it again because they made money off it. So why not? And then they do it to death. So by the time you get to the fourth one, I mean, Christ, like Fast and Furious, how many of those are there?
I'm still waiting for Fast and Furious in space because that's when you know that they've not just jumped the shark, but they ran it over and then they backed over it with a really cool car. Yeah. My past film is one that, again, in that 80s era, you know, that Cannon Films 80s era of Stallone films, and it's over the top. I have to preface a couple things here, okay? I get that not anything, well, really, nothing with the Cannon Films, you know, animation off the top of the film is going to be a good film because Cannon Films. We're talking about the company that killed Superman, okay? You know, with Nuclear Man. I digress. But still, over the top, let me put it this way. There's a story about this film where after it came out, and David Engelbach, the guy who wrote the original script, saw the film and saw the changes that the studio made for this film. He had tears in his eyes because they ruined his story. They took a film that was more about, you know, heart and connection and turned it into a movie about arm wrestling and driving truck. It was your face. I wish this was a video podcast because your face tells me everything. At the 8th Razzie Awards, the film was nominated 3 times. Stallone was nominated for Worst Actor. He lost to Bill Cosby in Leonard Part 6. And David Mendenhall, who played the kid in this film, was nominated for Worst Supporting Actor and won. He also won for Worst New Star. He won Worst New Star over Jim Varney in Ernest Goes to Camp. So.
Whoa.
Now,
oh dear.
The Razzies have recently turned around and said, we're not going to nominate kid actors. And I completely and utterly agree with that. And I say that, even though I could not stand the character that David Mendenhall played in this, Michael, the kid. The problem is, and it's not David Mendenhall's fault, they wrote the character poorly. They did. They wrote him annoying. They wrote him to be an unlikable kid. And even though there were moments where, you know, Stallone's trying to reconnect with his son and the son's just starting to come around, but again, he falls back into these bratty tropes. And that's the script. If that's the script, then yes, David Mendenhall played a really good brat. Although, funny thing about David Mendenhall, I was today years old when I learned that he was the voice of Daniel Witwicky in the Transformers movie. Like, the animated, the OG. Like, you know, the one with frickin' The Touch from Stan Bush. You got The Touch! That Daniel Witwicky is David Mendenhall. So, in one movie, I'm not a fan of him. In Transformers the movie, I'm a fan. But I guess it's just one of those things where it's just such a cheesy movie, and I can't wrap my head around how you take a look at the rest of his 80s output and go, oh yeah, over the top, yeah. No. Just no. And I say that knowing I've watched it a few times. So I really have my hate credentials on for that film. But Carrie, thank you for this. Please remind our listeners what your keep, watch, and pass films are for movies starring the all-time Razzie Awards winner, Mr. Sylvester Stallone.
I am keeping Oscar I'm watching Rocky Balboa and I am passing on Expendables 4 and the entire franchise, it seems.
You know what? I will give Expendables 2 its credit. That one is fun because it really leans into the idea of every single action hero movie from that era is in it. So I appreciate that. I am keeping Demolition Man. Duh. I am watching Daylight and I am passing on Over the Top. Carrie, thank you for an absolute fun month of Razzie themed episodes of Keep Watch Pass. And to you, our listeners, thank you for hanging in there for four episodes where we just talk about Razzie themed episodes. Now, we want to know, now that we're done the Razzies, what topics do you want us to talk about? Hit us up on social media at NotThatBadCast or go to our website at NotThatBadCast.com. And while you're there, make sure you check out all of our other shows. By the way, if you like our music show, There Can Only Be One, you can hear us live 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, streaming on live365.com or download the app and listen to us there. Until next time, she's Carrie. I'm Jay. You guys are awesome. This is Keep Watch Pass on the It's Not That Bad podcast channel, a proud member of the Pantheon Podcast Network. Take care.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.